So warm greetings from Redwood City, and as we continue this series on mindfulness of breathing, the mindfulness practice has both a deliberate side of the practice and that which is non-deliberate, or to say it maybe in a clearer way, that which is active that we do and that which is passive that we allow for. And the balance between those two shifts and changes as the practice goes along. So certainly if a person has never heard of meditation before and they maybe read a book about it and say, I'm going to meditate, they have to actively put themselves maybe into a meditation posture and kind of get themselves started and change the momentum of their mind even from what they have been doing to have the momentum of the mind being a little bit different. Now the momentum of the mind is to be present without a lot of thinking about things or reacting to things, but to have some ability to stay present and maybe to stay present in a very simple way in the present moment with something like the breathing, just being with the breathing, staying on the breathing. And so there's a deliberateness to that. There's an active quality to that needs to be there. As the practice deepens, or as we're able to stay more and more in the present moment, there's less of the deliberateness is needed. It's almost as if the deliberateness has set in place the motion to let go of all the distracted forces, all the different things we might be doing. And so now we're kind of at rest, staying here, present. And we don't have to do any more deliberateness in it. And so to borrow from an ancient metaphor, someone who herds sheep, a shepherd, the sheep have gathered all over the mountainside, and the shepherd deliberately travels around the mountain searching, looking, trying to find the sheep to gather them together. So there's a deliberateness and active looking for those sheep. Once all the sheep have been gathered and they brought back to down by the river where the core pasture area is perhaps, and they're all gathered there and they're happily eating in the pasture, then the shepherd can lean back against a nice tree, the trunk of a tree, and the shade on a warm day, maybe looking out across the pasture. And then there's not much deliberateness in the looking anymore. There's not much intent to look and find the sheep. Now the shepherd can just sit back and gaze in a kind of more receptive, open, passive, perhaps, way of just kind of gazing upon. And rather than looking for the sheep, the shepherd is content just to see the sheep, to allow the seeing to happen without needing to search or look or be intentional. So the same way with mindfulness practice, as it initially there's an active quality, a deliberateness, the training, come back, focus, be there. And with time, everything gets gathered together, all the disparate parts of ourselves that have been lost up in the mountains and wandering around have been gathered together, come back to the pasture where they can kind of eat what's nourishing and supportive. The Buddha called mindfulness, when it's really gathered in and centered on the body, the feelings, the mind, and the mental processes, to be a pasture for the meditator. And everything's gathered together here. And now what we can do is we're not so active, but we just observe. There's seeing, but no looking. In the sense that looking being the active engagement of the eyes. And seeing is just what happens when we allow the eyes to operate. Like the difference between listening, which is active, and hearing, which doesn't have to be active. It's just we hear something without trying to hear it. So the emphasis today is to kind of begin appreciating the way in which mindfulness can be a passive, receptive quality that doesn't require so much work. It's not so deliberate, because the deliberateness has brought us to the point where we can let go of that deliberateness. And so at this point, the Buddha actually uses the language of observing. Just observe. So this is the direction we go today in the meditation. So taking a comfortable, upright posture. Upright meaning engaged and intentional, a deliberate posture, even if it's laying down. And then taking some long, slow, deliberate breaths, deliberate way of, deliberate ritual almost, of turning towards this experience here and now. And deliberately, as you exhale, to relax the body, settle in. Deep breath in, and then settling in to this body. Letting your breathing return to normal. And then to, as you exhale, deliberately bring your attention to different parts of your body and deliberately, actively relax those parts. So, and sometimes a sense of deliberateness is a way of being definitive or clear that this is what I'm going to do now, is be here in the present moment. So bring the attention to the face, and relaxing on the exhale, all the muscles of the face. Softening around the eyes. And if the eyes are trying to look intentionally searching for something, maybe let the eyes rest. Soften the eyes in their sockets. And to, as you exhale, to soften the chest. Bring the attention to the shoulders. Soften the shoulders. Bring the attention to the belly. And as you exhale, softening the belly. And then bring the attention to the global body, whatever way is easy for you, to have a global awareness of the body. And as you exhale, relaxing the body. And there can be a deliberateness around the mind as well, to bring your attention to the mind? Where you feel the mental activity and thinking the most? And as you exhale, to soften the mind, to quiet the mental activities, calming the thinking mind. And part of the reason we get pulled into distractions is because there's some emotional force, motions that are kind of pushing us in a direction or evoking the thoughts. And whatever anxiety there might be, see if you can relax it and soften. In a way that's reassuring to yourself, it's okay to be here, relaxed. If there's excitement or desires or aversions or resentments, annoyances that are driving your thinking, on the exhale, perhaps you can gently, lovingly settle those, quiet those. And then to settle into your breathing, to deliberately, maybe even lovingly, turn your attention over to the experience of the body breathing. Making room in your body for the body to breathe just the way it does. Lots of breathing room to breathe as you're breathing, as the breathing is breathing itself. Whatever way you're breathing is okay. Make room for it. Feel it. Hang in there with it. And then imagine that you're at ease, resting against the trunk of a tree, looking out upon a pasture, perhaps an expanse, and simply see the breathing, the receptive, allowing, non-deliberate way, but more a receptive way, from the kind of observation that doesn't interfere with what's being seen. Seeing just allows the breathing to be as it is, simply as something to be seen, to be observed, as a naturalist would observe animals and nature without disturbing them, just observing them, without judging them, just observing. Settle down, settle back, and observe the inhales and the exhales, allowing everything else around you to settle down and relax, because all you need to do is to observe your breathing. when your mind wanders off, intentionally, deliberately bring it back. And then when you're back, see if you can relax the deliberateness to observe, to just sit back and watch. Observe the breathing. Observe your experience in the present moment. As an uninvolved, non-interfering observer, just observing. When we actively or intentionally, deliberately looking, we might not notice the things we're not looking for. But when we're seeing, settling back, opening up, relaxing, we might see a wider range of things. The observation, the observing might be broad and more inclusive. As we come to the end of this sitting, I'd like to say the same thing is true for love. As wonderful as intentional, deliberate love and acts of love can be, there is loving, which is not so deliberate, intentional. It's more of an open field, like observing. Just observing the scenery, There's something about love when it's not directed, not so deliberate, that can grow wide and broad and encompass so much more than what we're directing our love towards. And so with our goodwill, to bring these two together, love and observation, to settle back and just observe the layout, the scenery, in a broad, open, non-interfering way, can make room for our love to be the same. Broad, expansive, encompassing without interfering, without directing, without needing, sitting in with our trunk, our back against the trunk of the tree, looking out across the pasture, with a love, a goodwill, a kindness for it all. The full expanse of love. So in the last moments of this sitting, perhaps you can feel your way or to a way of kindness, goodwill, love, which needs nothing from others, which is secure in itself, that can just be broad and encompassing it all. Broad and non-interfering kindness, goodwill, expressed in the words, "May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free." And resting in this kind of goodwill, may we deliberately express this goodwill in some of the details of our contact with other people. May we live this day for the benefit of others and for ourselves.